こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストやエピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリよりチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp ストアで新しく、オリジナルキャップを販売しています。そちらもぜひ見てみてください。めっちゃ可愛いよね。
2種類。
1個目、マッキンゼーが主要12カ国を対象に行ったパンデミック下での感情の動きに関する調査で、店舗再開などの一方で総合的に楽観度が下がっており、中でも日本が一番悲観的であることが分かりました。今後4ヶ月以上は日常生活に変化を強いられると思うと回答したのは日本が 90% で最も多く、次が 85% の韓国、78% のドイツで、30% の中国が最も楽観的でした。一方、今後4ヶ月以上自分の経済状況が影響を受けると思うと答えたのは、日本が 10% で一番低く、逆に中国は 30% で一番多くなっていました。収入が低下した人の割合はドイツと日本が3割で最も低く、ブラジル、南アフリカ、インドでは7割以上でした。
A survey conducted by McKinsey across 12 countries measuring consumer sentiment and behavior during the pandemic by looking at things like businesses reopening found that overall global optimism about the illness has decreased and that Japan seems to be the most pessimistic. More than 90% of respondents in Japan indicated that they believe their daily lives would be impacted for more than 4 months.followed by 85% of respondents in Korea, 78% in Germany, and 30% in China, which was the most optimistic. On the other hand, when asked whether they thought their personal finances would be affected for more than 4 months, only 10% of respondents in Japan said yes, which was the lowest compared to 30% in China, which was the highest. In Germany and Japan, 1/3 of respondents indicated that their incomes had been reduced.In Brazil, South Africa, and India, more than 70% responded that their incomes had been reduced.
Yeah, it's not 1/3, it's 30%.
Okay.
So, これ、ボスコンとかケクスト CNC も同じような調査をやっていて、あのそこでも、まあ、日本は一番悲観的っていう結果が出ているんだよね。ですごい面白いなって思ったのは、要は、その現状のダメージの度合いと、まあ、楽観度とか悲観度っていうものが必ずしも比例してない、
うん、
日本はこう、まあ、長期化するんじゃないかっていうことと経済への不安がこう、まあ、感染者数とか死亡者数とか相対的に見ると世界で多い方では決してないんだけれども、そこへの不安がすごく強い。
うん、
あのまあ、でもこれ結構国際比較の調査でよくあるよね。その実際にどこまで不安に思ってるかとか、どこまで悲観的かっていうことと、まあ、日本のその、まあ、謙虚っていうとちょっと違うけど、なんて言うんだろうね、ちょっとマイナスにつけがちみたいな、
うん、
なのはよくあるかなと思うんだけど、
well, It's possible that thismore pessimistic view is related to having a better outcome in reality.
いや、そう、それも絶対ある。そう、それも絶対あって、あのちょうど昨日私、あのパリに住んでるフランス人の親友から公園の写真が送られてきたのね。
Mm-hmm.
でも信じられない。あのめちゃくちゃフェスみたいな感じで、
uh-huh.
もう人が密集してて。誰一人としてマスクもつけてないし、mm-hmm. あのもうコロナ。
This is a current photo, right?
そう。
This isn't like
あの一番最近の写真。
No,
no, no. あのその子の家の近くの公園の様子って言って送ってくれたんだけど、まあ、その子本人、mm-hmm. まあ自分フランス人で、自分でこうあの French people being French みたいな感じで言ってたんだけど、mm-hmm. あのなので、まあ、そういう意味では。日本はそういうのはあまり想像できないというかさ、あのもうちょっとこう慎重だから。
Well, I think you can use sort of the average pessimism as one factor to help predict compliance with measures against spreading the virus. You know, if people aren't that worried about it, on some level, it's like a personal choice. Like, 4 months from now, am I going to be doing this stuff? I don't think so. And it's a combination of your personal choice and sort of how you feel about the illness situation.
Yeah, で、このネットオプティミズムの、あの、棒グラフがあるのね、この調査で。
うん。
で、日本だけもう最初から、あの、4月の初めの段階から、もう一番下にずっといて、あの、ちょっと、すごいなっていう。で、まあ一番上はチャイナ、次はインドとかなんだけど、
うん。
なんだろうね、国によってだから本当に全然違うんだなっていう、あの、
I think there's also a correlation between how concerned the leadership is and the outcomes that we've seen.
Mm.
Maybe Brazil would be one example. But, you know, the you're not going to take more extreme measures if you're not that pessimistic about it, you know?
Yeah, the...日本あのケクストの調査かなはその日本は他の国に比べて、まあ、政治とか首相への不満も大きいっていう、
うん、
でそれはやっぱりその経済不安みたいなところから来てるっていうのを書いてあったけど、まあ、あと日本はこうオリンピックも予定していたので、
うん、
そういうのもあるよね。こうみんながちょっと先のことを考えて、うん、これがいつまで続くんだろうっていうなんかこう具体的ななんだろう目標じゃないけどさ
More to lose, right?
そうそうそうみんなが結構先を見ていたのでより悲観的になる要素もあったのかなっていうのもあったしこの調査は今回主要12カ国で、まあ、台湾とかニュージーランドとかが見れないのでどう例えばニュージーランドとかはどう最初から、ね、悲観度楽観度どうだったのかなとか結構気になるけど、うん、でもさっきのパリの写真じゃないけど昨日かな Facebook で、まあ、マイケルも知ってる子だけど まあ、ある友人が自分の子供の誕生日のパーティーの写真を上げてたのね、
うん、
でめちゃくちゃ人が集まっててもう子供から大人まで超密集して集合写真とか撮ってて、うん、一瞬ギョッとしたんだけどよく考えたらその子台湾に住んでるのね、
うん、
で、まあ、新規感染者がもう何70日以上とか出てないからあだから別にみんなこうやって、まあ、みんなじゃないのかもしれないけどこうやって集まってる人ももういるのかと思って、
mm-hmm.
こうなんだろうね違う世界のあの話じゃないけど、mm-hmm. 日本だと全然そうまだ想像もできないからわあすごい国によって
全然違う well, people are doing different things. I see big groups of people in Japan in certain situations too.
Really?
Yeah, there.
Like what?
Well,I mean, the train obviously is one example, the Main Densha. But also at parks and stuff, there, if it's a nice day and it's been raining for a couple of days and the sun comes out, people just get together and then I see groups of people like, I don't know, beatboxing and stuff, you know.
まあなんか公園とか野外で確かに土日に人出がちょっと増えてるのはあるけど、その屋内でこう密集してマスクせずにみんながパーティーしてるみたいなのは、うん、もう何ヶ月も見てないからさ
There are people, you know, partying, having house parties. I've seen it. I saw people having this big house party.
In Tokyo?
Yeah. And I looked up and this guy walked over to the window, looked at me, and then shut the window. Because I don't know, they might have felt some judgment. You know, it's kind of a weird time. Like everyone's.
No, I mean that's the thing. I mean, maybe I'm sure there are some people who are doing that, but they're not going to be posting it on Facebook. You know what I mean?
I've seen that too, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like rave. People are at raves
in Tokyo
with like glow sticks. Yeah, I know people. People are like.
I guess my friends and your friends are are totally different then.
Well, I would say someone on my Facebook, I wouldn't really call them a friend. But
そっか。 まあだから結構みんなが違うね世界線で暮らしているから、まあ確かに同じ都市の中でも何ビヘイビアが、
mm-hmm.
にすごく差があるっていうのはあるかもしれないけどね。
Do you think that if there hadn't been the Olympics scheduled, that the illness situation would have been significantly worse in Japan?
Worse?
Worse. Like, because everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people felt this sense of responsibility to kind of help improve the situation so that we could still do the Olympics. And it's kind mm-hmm. of like, it's like Japan's, it's kind of up to Japan. Are you guys going to get it down and maybe we'll be able to do the Olympics or...
I thought if anything, it was the other way around. Like, it felt like the government was acting a little slow because of it, because they thought that,
Mm-hmm. I agree with
that.
If
they stayed in denial, they could maybe still do it.
Right, but I think... how the people felt about it had a larger effect, than what the government was exactly saying.
でも結局そういう政府の対応を見て逆にみんながやばいって思った。そういう意味ではそうかもね。それがなかったら worse だった可能性あるかもね。
Well, having less confidence in the government, I think shifted some sense of responsibility to...individuals as well.
Yeah. そうね。まあその焦りみたいなものあったかもしれないよね。Mm-hmm. それによる。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought this was... Actually, this is not surprising to me. その日本が一番悲観的っていうのは。あまりびっくりはしないけれども、こう、自分含めて、なんか かわいそうじゃないけどさ、なんて言うんだろう、こうそういう空気がになっちゃうっていうのはある意味日本らしいし、
I think Japan could be culturally primed because of its history to understand that something really bad, can actually happen.
Yeah, yeah. いやそれは本当にそうだと思う。歴史、まあ、その国民性みたいなのってやっぱりそういうところから来るわけじゃない？結構歴史のいろんな積み重ねでどういうふうに、ね、みんなが感じるかっていうのが影響を受けるわけだから。
To me it feels in some sense like a global like a service to the world, to remind people, remind younger people, ofhow things can go really wrong, And so, so Japan has, the anti-nuclear proliferation, activities of various groups from Japan. And, it's like a, I don't know how many other countries can sort of offer the same insight into that.
Yeah. 今日だっけ台湾から日本に帰国した女性が陽性だったっていうニュースが出てて、まあ偽陽性なのかもしれないし、まあ仮に陽性だとしたら、ね、どこで感染したのかっていうのはすごい重要になってくるから、ニュースになってたけど、あとアメリカすごいことになってるよね。昨日か今日多分新規感染者数の記録を更新してしまってていたし、1日で3万6千人とか。
Well, there's been a lot of activity in the U.S. that has violated the mitsu no mitsu, obviously. So I think people have been sort of accepting that there would be some dramatic increases around this time.
And rally もやってるじゃん、普通に。まあ、普通にではないのかもしれないけど。
Well, I think there was a rally in Oklahoma or something. And I think they did temperature checks and stuff, but, it's still, I don't think everyone was, I think they were offering masks, but there wasn't a rule that everyone had to wear a mask, you know, so that has a high potential of not helping.
ね、ラリー普通にこう人を呼んでやるんだっていう、びっくりしたんだけど、ちょっと。
Well, the U.S. is in the middle of a second wave now, right? I mean, it's sort of, it's happening in specific states. You know, it's not happening in the whole country at once. But overall, you can see that compared to a month and a half ago, you know, the cases are much higher and the R naught is above one, which means, you know, it's going to keep going up.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to get that R naught down again without sort of the lockdown protocol. So right now, I think Brazil is probably the worst in terms of the illness. And Mexico is really bad. And India is really bad. Like, India's graph looks is like this. It's almost straight up.
Yeah, yeah. この間たまたま、公園で知らないお母さんが、まあなんか砂場でさ、子供同士がこう勝手に一緒に遊び出す時があるわけよね。で、お母さん同士とかはみんなもちろんマスクして距離保ってるんだけど、そのお母さん、まあ、初対面の人が本当はインドに転勤で行くはずだったんだけど、当然まあ行けなくなって、いつ行くのかも分からないっていう話をちょうどしてたけど。
It's you know, India had a lockdown situation quite early. But they weren't able to sustain it. And now it's kind of like, I don't think they've gone back to a lockdown situation. But
しかも人口がね、そもそもすごいしね。
In certain areas, the population density is favorable to the illness. That's for sure.
次。今週月曜日から開催されている Apple の WWDC で、新しい MacOS Big Sur や Apple Silicon iOS 14など様々な発表が行われています。iOS 14ではメールとブラウザのデフォルト設定を変えたり、Android のようにホームスクリーンをカスタマイズできるようになるほか、Siri や電話着信がフルスクリーンにならない、アプリを使用頻度で自動的に相当など新しい機能が追加されます。アプリをインストールせずに一部機能だけを利用できる App Clips も発表されました。また新しいチップを搭載する Mac では iOS アプリを使うことが可能になります。
During Apple's WWDC on Monday, the company revealed their new macOS Big Sur, as well as Apple Silicon and iOS 14, among several other things. In iOS 14, users will be able to set their default email client and browser, as well as customize the home screen similarly to Android's OS. Additionally, Siri and phone call notifications won't take up the whole screen, and apps can be sorted by frequency of use, as well as many other features.Apple also announced App Clips, which enable users to interact with part of an app without installing it. Furthermore, Macs released with the new chip will be able to run iOS mobile apps.
そう、月曜日から今日までだよね、多分ね。で、めっちゃいろんな発表がされていて、多分リビルドとかテック系メディアではまた全然違うところに注目してるんじゃないかなと思うんだけど、ここで挙げたのは私が個人的にありがたいやつ。特に、まあ、Apple はあまり大々的にはもちろん言ってないんだけど、このメールとブラウザのデフォルト設定を変えられるっていうのはめちゃくちゃありがたくない？
Yeah, I think so.
地味にこれ iPhone で私は Chrome を使ってるので、こう他やっぱ別のアプリからリンクを踏んだときに毎回サファリに飛ばされちゃうっていう、なんか地味にちょっと嫌だったので。
Why do you use Chrome?
なんかパソコンでも Chrome だし Gmail だし、なんかもう全部統一してるだけ。ブックマークとかさ、そう。
I see. But your computer is Apple. And all kinds of other stuff is Apple, right?
そう。で、なんか Chrome の方が Safari より使いやすいかなって個人的には思ってる。あと、やっぱりこの地味にさ、Siri と電話着信がフルスクリーンにならないっていうのもめちゃくちゃありがたくない？
Well, I haven't really been using Siri, so I... I'm not sure. I can't figure out what to use Siri for. I would love to use it, but...
あのね、今、あの、言語を勉強してると Siri は結構役に立つよ。例えば、How do you say 何々 in French? とか言うと、Siri が音声で。パッと返してくれるから、なんかふと、あ、これってなんて言うんだっけなとか、あ、これってなんて言うのかなって思った時に、あの、Siri に聞くと一発で教えてくれるっていう。
What else?
天気。その二つしか使ってないけど。
天気。Why don't you just swipe to the widget?
いや、あの、ちょっと電話を置いてある時にさ。
な
んていうの、手元にないときに天気を聞くことが多いんだよね。こう、なんだろう、子供に服着せながら、あ、今日寒いのかな、暑いのかなみたいな、今日雨降らないよねみたいな時とか、あとやっぱ電話が着信来てて出たくないけど、こう切るのもなんか失礼だしなみたいな時にフルスクリーンになっちゃって何もできないっていうのもすごい不便だから。
That's why you want it so you can ignore.Calls.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a good point.
あとね、このアプリを使用頻度で自動的に相当って、マジで今までなんでできなかったのか、私はずっとこれが欲しかった。そのアプリを並べ替えるのを自分でやんなきゃいけないわけじゃん。これをさ、使用頻度で勝手にこう上の方にやっといてくれよっていつも思ってたから、助かると思った。
Would that always work for you?
まあ、しょっちゅうコロコロ変えられると困るけど、その。
Like, I never use the address book, but I kind of want it there.
え、why?
I don't know, just so I, like, the settings app too. I don't use it that much, but I don't want where the settings app to change. If it's like some other app, like the main apps, I don't want them to, I just want to set where they are. Everything else can sort itself by frequency, that's fine.
面白いね。But,コンタクトなんて全然いらなくない？え、じゃあさ、
But I don't want to look for it, you know.
But when do you ever look for it?
I don't know. I
when
end up
do you
looking
ever
for
use it.
It? If I'm sending a package or something and I need some address or whatever.
え、じゃあ待って、マイケルの iPhone はコンタクトがこのメインページにあるわけ？ホーム画面、こう、
I think it's on page two, but ah, okay. It's on one of my main pages. Yeah.
Ah, so.
You just want it changing? Like, what if your habits change? You're just gonna have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eh, でもこれだって、あの、毎日毎日使用頻度で勝手にぐるぐる変わっちゃうわけじゃないと思うからさ。
Yeah, but still, like, in a week's time, you know, something could just move. That won't feel weird to you.That's fine.
Well, if it's 勝手に moving, yeah, it'll feel weird. But if I can sort them occasionally, then すごい助かるし、あとこの、なんだろうね、あの、App Clips、あの、これもすごい面白いなと思った。やっぱりさ、こう、ね、このレストランのアプリとか、この自転車を借りる時のためだけのアプリとか、細分化されてもどんどんどんどん増える一方だから、こういうのがあると助かるよね。まあ、どんどんどんどん増えなくても機能が使えるっていう。
That's what I want for all the point card. I don't want to carry that crap anymore. You know?
わかる。
So just give me my D point, P point, Ponta, whatever it is, to my app clip.
Yeah.そうね。
What else did they talk about?
あとこのだから最後のさ、Mac で iOS アプリを使えるっていうのは、まあ、バイリンガルニュースにとっても結構なニュースじゃない？
I don't think that would be relevant for quite some time.
時間かかる？
I mean, if that just totally happened right now, because it's only for the ARM machines, right?
新しいやつ、そう。
Yeah, so...
そう、マシンが新しくないとできないんだよね。これは OS の問題じゃないから。
Is that right? They don't have a... Okay.
そう。
Hmm. So it has to do with the ARM architecture, like the A12Z?
まあ、Mac、まあ、個人的には Mac でアプリを使わない何だろう、その、
まあ、
Gmail とかは使ってるけど。
Oh, you just use the browser?
Yeah.
Hmm. I use a lot of apps.
あ、そうなの？みんな何？ Mac でそんなアプリ使ってんの？
I have tons of apps open all the time, yeah.
あ、そう。
It's a memory problem.
そっか。
The browser is... Well, what are you doing? There are some things you can do in the browser, but most things you need an app.
うん、でも例えば私は仕事は全部Google ドライブだから、何をするにも全部。ブラウザー、そのドキュメントを作るとか、まあ、あとその Gmail もブラウザーだし、 Twitter もブラウザーだし、
See.
So
they upgraded the chip. Well, they announced that they will be upgrading these chips, right? To their in-house.
そうそうそうね。
Processor.
うん。
And I don't think Apple has ever put an in-house processor
in a Mac. そう、初めてだって。うん。
But it's the same architecture as their mobile devices. And I think that's why the apps would be compatible.
Yeah.
But this is... they've been using the x86 Intel architecture...for like 15 years.
今回だから生じゃなくて事前に撮った動画でまあ、いろんな発表を行ってるわけだけども、こうステージじゃなくてこうラボの中とかで話をしてるから、その背景が見れるのもちょっと面白かったね。
Well, it makes their demonstrations sort of canned.So it's hard to tell what the real performance is of their in-house chips because it's sort of it's harder to fake it or have things perfectly optimized if you're doing a demo on stage.
まあそうね、イーロン・マスクの時みたいにこうさ、窓が割れちゃうみたいなアクシデントは、生じゃないと起こらない。
Well, Steve Jobs, 生で
しか起こらないから。
Steve Jobs had plenty of moments like that.You know, on stage where he'd, I don't know, chuck something to, he'd like throw it at one of his guys and fix this. Yeah, but I think we'll see a huge jump in performance from the MacBook lineup from this change. The ARM architecture is, and it's been thought of as...weaker but a lot more efficient in the past, but I think now with their they're calling it SoC, which is a system on chip, we'll see a significant performance increase because the constraints are, you have so many other constraints in the MacBook, thermal and space and energy usage and all this stuffAnd the ARM architecture is so much better for those constraints. If you just have if you have as much space as you want, then, you can get a dedicated graphics card and all this stuff, right? But that's not going to make sense for this form factor. So I think people have been anticipating this change for quite some time. And also I think we may be seeing a trend in this in-house development. We saw that with the Tesla full self-driving. And I think that's, I think it's the same architecture, although I'm not, it's, I don't fully understand the full self-driving one because it's like optimized for neural computing, use with artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. But it's similar concept. It's also a system on chip, or it may be even more integrated than that system. I don't know what the next level is, system on module, or I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. But Tesla actually hired the microprocessor engineer from Apple who worked on the A4 and A5 chips, a guy named Jim Keller, to help develop the work on the in-house development of the full self-driving SoC. And Jim Keller's, he's a really interesting character. I heard an interview with him on the Artificial Intelligence podcast. He just talks about microprocessor engineering and this sort of really deep, nerdy stuff. That was pretty interesting.
これはすごい楽しみ。なんか今さ、うち中のライトニングケーブルが壊れてんのね。
うん。
なんかすぐ壊れるよね。
Yeah. How long has that one lasted?
あ、でも結構ね、全然買ってないから同じのをずっと使ってたんだけど、本当に家中のやつが同じタイミングで壊れてしまって。今日 Amazon で頼んだけどめちゃくちゃ不便。
What kind did you order?
なんかセットのタイムセールの安いやつ。
Is it just the lightning or does it come with other ones?
あ、なんかね、ライトニングケーブル5本セットみたいなやつ。
What? They have the ones now where I think maybe one side is USB-C and the other side has USB-C, micro USB and the lightning.And then the micro USB is reversible. So there are like these, it's like one cable, but it has three different connectors.
Yeah, like you gave me one, the blue one before, remember? That one is still working. Actually, that's the only one that's working.
Yeah.
それ以外のなんかキッチンとかあのリビングとかいろんなところに置いてんだけど、それ全部全滅してる。
How many do you think you've bought?
In my lifetime?
Yeah.
でもね、そんなにマイケルほどじゃないよ。
What? What do you know about my lightning cable purchase history?
マイケル、ケーブルとドングル大量に保有してるイメージだもん。
I have a huge graveyard of failed cables.
Yeah. だってあの青いやつだってさ、私が何も頼んでないのに勝手にくれたじゃん。
Yeah, they're everywhere.
配ってるみたいな。So...でついでにあのベビーモニターの充電器がこれなんて言うんだっけ、USB ん？なんとか B みたいな。
What? USB B?
No, what?
Is that a thing?
USB micro B.
Micro USB?
No. USB micro B cable っていうものがあるじゃん。なんか
そう。
あのなんだっけ、コードワイヤレスイヤフォンとか。を充電するなんかまた電話と違う差し込み口のやつ、
うん、
あれをベビーモニターに使ってんだけどそれも壊れてるし、
うん、Where was it? Where was it made?
Where was it made? I don't know. China?、
うん、Probably.
Isn't it all China?
I don't know. I think you can get some like audio cables that are made in Japan. They're like Hassan.Or something. There's very few cables that aren't made in China. But I think we've definitely seen like the sort of quantity over quality phenomenon has sort of reached a cartoonish level.
Do people recycle these things? I mean, do I think people just throw these away?
You just wrap it around a sea turtle's neck and just send it off. I don't know what people are doing with these things, but it's...I mean, that's a good question, you know, like,
cause
are they
said,
stripping them down and taking the metal out, or?
Yeah, because, そのさっきも言ったけど、結構長く使ってたから、これ全部、なんて言うんだろうね。捨てた記憶がないんだけど、 まあ、捨てたことあるんだろうけど、もう結構昔で、ね、このワイヤーとかさ、こういうのって再利用できないものなのかね。みんな普通に捨てちゃってるのかな。
How many cables are being made? Why isn't it all, it's not, how long is it going to take before we're in the total cable wire free world?
I mean, they sell it, right? あの、ワイヤレス充電器あの、売ってるじゃん、普通に。
For baby monitors?
No, for iPhones とか。Not for baby monitors. I've
How
never seen that.
How 高級 are
but,
is this baby?
Yeah, iPhone とかさ、スマホは、スマホとかあの、何あの、ワイヤレスイヤフォンはさ、
mm-hmm.
あの、ワイヤレス充電してる人も結構いるよね。
Mm. Those break a lot too, the wireless
Somehow
earphones.
Oh, really? Wireless earphones? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
All of them.
私 Bose のやつ使ってるけど、まだ全然、一回も壊れたことないよ。
That's good.
でもね、耳が痛い。あの、入れるやつが大きすぎて、耳がすごい痛くなる。
You must not be using it that much then. People that use wireless earphones, like, and they think, you know, it feels comfortable, you can just use it like all the time. You just leave it there. You have a really comfortable little wireless earbud, you just leave it there. I've forgotten that.
You just leave it there.
No lie, I was at the gym, not recently, this was pre all this. I was at the gym. This has happened to me multiple times. I would work out, get completely undressed. I'm naked. And I have my little, なんだっけ? 温泉のタオル. And I go into the shower area. And just when I'm about to turn on the shower, I feel an earphone in my ear. Like, I'll just forget that it's there.
すごい。え、何使ってんの?
Right now, I'm using the Apple Beats Pro X. I don't know.
And it's not waterproof, right? Is it?
I don't know, actually.
Are those things ever waterproof?
That one might be waterproof. It's supposed to be like, it has the hook thing that goes, holds it on your ear. It's supposed to be like sports, like a sportier one.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the ones that don't have hook things that go on your ears, but I don't know.
Yeah, ちょっとね、痛いのが困ってるんだよね、それも。音はすごくいいんだけど。まあ、一日に結構、まあ、1時間以上はつけてるから痛い。
I was looking into this this chip they're working on, and I was looking into this microchip manufacturing process. And so one of the, what would you call it, attributes of the manufacturing process is something called the node lithography process, and it's defined by some number of nanometers. And so for the Tesla chip, they were using a 14 nanometer lithography process, and that suggests something about the scale at which they're able to manufacture the chip. And so if you're at 14 nanometers, you're probably getting like, I don't know, 70 or 80 million transistors per square millimeter. That has moved up, I think, now to... So it's just kept moved down. So 14 nanometers is sort of state of the art right now, somewhere around there. And then it went down to 10. Well, by state of the art, I should say what's available in the market is things that are made at sort of a 14 nanometer level. But in the labs, they're down to a 5 nanometer level, which would translate to somewhere around 230 million transistors per square millimeter. So in one square millimeter, you have 230 million transistors. I mean, this is, you know, it's going up 2.5 times. So like what's in the lab right now is 2.5 times more dense than what's on the market. And for a long time, people have been talking about sort of the theoretical limit for this, you know, how small can a transistor be?
And?
I don't know.
What's the answer?
We're very close. We're getting very close to the limit. That's what people are saying. I mean, but we've thought that the limit was further back before. So it's sort of like, we think the limit's here, we get closer to the limit, somebody figures something out, and then the limit moves a little bit. But something's going to happen. Either the limit will move, or or we'll hit it, or something. Something's got to happen. It's moving so fast that we're going to, you know, we're going to get to the atomic level. And I don't know if quantum computing is, you know, I vaguely understand quantum computing as being different rather than sort of a workaround to the scale problem. But yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting time for computers.
すごいね.
Also much more difficult to understand time for computers. It's not like the punch cards.
次.
Two people with beta thalassemia and one person with sickle cell have successfully been cured using CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology. Both diseases are inherited diseases. In the trial run by CRISPR Therapeutics and Vertex, the patients underwent a bone marrow transplant in which marrow stem cells are removed, edited, and then following a chemotherapy treatment to kill the patient's remaining diseased bone marrow cells, the edited cells are put back in. The trial had been put on hold due to the ongoing pandemic, but has now resumed.
ゲノム編集技術 CRISPR-Cas9 を使った治験で遺伝性疾患のベータサラセミアを患う2名と釜状赤血球症を患う1名の治療が成功したことが分かりました。治験は CRISPR セラピューティック社と Vertex 社が行っており、患者それぞれの骨髄の幹細胞を編集し、抗がん剤で残りの骨髄細胞を死滅させた上で編集済みのものを体内に戻しました。治験はパンデミックの影響で一時中止していましたが、現在は再開しています。
Yep.
これあれだよね、あの、治験はまだ終わってなくて中間結果みたいなやつだよね。
So, yeah, this is a very early stage in researching this treatment. But it has been 15 months since the treatment of beta thalassemia, and it has been 9 months since the treatment of sickle cell, and their status is healthy.
Yep.
So without this, they would have had to have repeated transfusions in order to sustain them.
その輸血をしないといけないとか、またこの釜状赤血球症だとすごく痛いんだよね、多分。ただまあこの治療で、あの、まあその痛いっていうのがもう全然なくなってるっていうのは書いてあったね。
Well, so in order to do this treatment, they still had to be treated with chemo. Likely a very strong chemo like melphalan, and they would have probably sustained nerve damage and a lot of other health problems associated with that. So this is not perfect, but it is a big step forward in treating these kinds of, what would you call it? Blood diseases. And this is not a germline change, right?
Right. So if they don't do the chemo, then...
No, it doesn't work. Because you still have the bad cells reproducing.
So.
Yeah, so they're trying...
So you need to completely replace them with the edited ones.
Yes, and it's very difficult to eliminate the disease cells in your body.
I see.
So, you know, this is a big breakthrough, but it's, you know, it's still a drag. It's better than, you know, not surviving or having to go through transfusions repeatedly or something like that. But there's, you know, there's, these are, so this is the first example of inherited diseases being treated. But it doesn't treat the heritability of the disease. So someone that has this disease, you know, and they have children, they would still have, you know, increased likelihood of inheriting the same disease.
でもこれ一回やっただけってことだもんね。その一回治療したらもう、まあ、少なくともこの15ヶ月間は、もう治ったまんまを保てているっていうことだもんね。
That's the expectation. They expect that this will have an almost permanent effect. But they will be monitoring these people for the rest of their lives to see if there are any other adverse effects of the treatment. Not necessarily caused by the CRISPR aspect, but they will be watching that also. There's a, you know, a precision element to the CRISPR-Cas9 treatment. So
I saw that, max 45 人とかが治験に参加するってどっかに書いてあった気がした。So, もう、あの、今やってる最中の人もいる、他にもいるのかもしれないけど。
Well, it had, the research was completely interrupted by the illness. So I don't know what the status is on, you know, can you, what happens, what stage of the treatment were people at, and, you know, it kind of makes a mess of it, but.
そっか.
And that's true for a lot of research, not just this research. I mean, it's just, you know, pretty much everything. And there's huge numbers of people that are suffering in a very real way as a result of that disruption.
そうなんだよね.
But this this CRISPR, you know, it's been 7 years since they've discovered CRISPR or CRISPR-Cas9 as a that it can do what it does. And there's been a lot of science fiction and speculation, and I guess there was the Lulu and Lulu and Nana situation,
right?
I guess 2 years ago. Although that was a germline change.
Yeah,
I think that's the only documented germline change using CRISPR-Cas9 to date. And there remains a consensus that should be the only germline change.
Yeah. I mean, especially when, you know, it was not necessary, so.
Yeah, I think it really sullied the initiative. But...
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, are there situations in which you wouldn't be opposed to a germline CRISPR-Cas9 intervention?
I don't know.
I think like maybe if society were to move in that direction,
mm-hmm.
You'd probably want to start with sort of a restorative, medical use at a germline level. So it'd kind of be like, I don't know, if you're restoring a painting, you restore it to like the original, right? So
yeah.
There are mutations in people's genomes that result in disease, that result in people suffering, you know, their whole life or something. And I don't know. If you could restore that to like a healthy person's DNA, would that be super controversial? I don't find it that controversial. You just need ridiculous oversight and regulation of that process. But
yeah.
But it'd be like, you know.
But I don't know how long it's going to take for it to be actually realistic. Like, to not have surprising, effects.
Like side effects?
Like unintended effects on, I don't know, random stuff.
I think technically we could do it quite confidently. Like they're doing germline edits on animals, and they do it. It's not that uncommon. And, you know, they've done it on yeast and zebrafish and a bunch of monkeys and fruit flies and ants, and they did germline edits on mosquitoes. There's work being done right now to bring back the extinct passenger pigeon. And they're expecting it to be back in 2022. So the passenger pigeon, which was a popular pigeon in North America for quite some time, went extinct. And so they're going to use CRISPR to combine modern-day bandtail pigeon DNA with extinct passenger pigeon DNA and bring that back. They're working to bring back the woolly mammoth. There's geneticists in Argentina that are trying to use CRISPR to, I don't know if they've been successful yet, but genetically engineer horses, race horses, and they're going to modify a gene that is related to myostatin expression, which I guess is like a protein that regulates your muscle development. So Google myostatin cattle. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's myostatin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so they're going to do that intentionally, I guess, to horses and make some freak race horses. I mean...
Yikes.
It doesn't seem like... What would you say? The most necessary thing to do with CRISPR, but...
No.
Do we need super jacked horses?
No.
No?
Do we? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, when it comes to humans, in the end, it's going to be a legal problem, right? I mean, 法律でどうするかを最終的に決めないといけないというかさ。
We need an autonomous CRISPR zone.
Like, if it's something that brings severe suffering on someone, then it's not really controversial to fix it. But then... そのユージェニクスとそのなんていうのなんだとサフリングしてるっていう風に定義するのかっていうかさ、
mm-hmm.
その何だとこれはサファーするから直すべきでここまで来たら 直すべきまではいかないとか、なんていうの、その、そこの線引きとか。
What would you do if you were in charge?
Eugenics みたいにならないためにどうしたらいいかとか。そこは多分答えがそんな簡単に出ないし、国によっても考え方とか違うだろうからどうなるんだろうね。
I think I would just say it's legal to fix what we can fix as long as it's, you know, a restorative medical process and it doesn't matter how much the suffering is, as long as it's restorative, as long as you're not adding, you know, antenna on your head or something.
Right.
But, you know, who am I to tell someone else that they can't, you know, add antenna on their head, you know? Like, who am I to... If someone wants to work hard and save up a bunch of money and then get the CRISPR injection to have antenna grow out of their head, then, you know, maybe...
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking more like, so those girls in China, right, for example, I mean, they were really young and they didn't give consent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff can easily happen too, right? You try to fix something when the person is still a baby or you know, a child.
Does the parent then have authority in that case? Or,
yeah,
can a parent make the decision to...
いや、そう、like、そのそれがそれこそもう絶対に苦しむみたいなことだったらもちろんみんな直したいだろうし、ただそのアンテナをつけるとかになるとまた全然違う話じゃん。
But is it any of your business if I want to do CRISPR and get antenna on my head?
No, go ahead, right? I don't really care.
but we have a consensus against.Theoretically against that sort of thing. I mean, no one's trying to do that right now. But, you know, the donut forehead guys and people that get piercings, like, in their, I don't know, eyelids or something.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, as I said, when people talk about it, people think about gene editing your babies, right? Like, oh, I want blue-eyed babies or something like that. Like, it's always in that context instead of changing yourself.
Right. Well, right? I'm saying that my antenna would be...hereditary, so my children would be born with little antenna also.
Right.
But is that part's not up to me?
Yeah, so then it's not really okay, is it?
Is it? Is it not okay?
I don't think it's okay.
But what if the antenna are like really great?
It's like, それってだからその整形が hereditary になっちゃうみたいなことでしょ?
Mm.
And that's weird.
Well, it's not seke like the way we think about seke now, which involves, you know, cutting things like it's surgery. I'm talking about should I have... you know, sovereignty, domain over my own genetic code and the genetic code of my descendants? Or is that, am I just going totally off the reservation if I try to do that? That's like super immoral. How dare you?
I mean, if you want to grow your antenna on your own head, that's fine. But if that means that all of your descendants have to have antenna on their head, then...How is that okay?
Well, it's... We have a certain... you know, we want to... what do I want to say? Preserve, like, the human species, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to have this human, natural, evolutionary, like, continuity...You know, like what we are is what we evolve to become. And it's not like what, you know, I paid some guy to type into the computer. Right. But we have so little resistance to the cybernetic side of this whole human metamorphosis thing. Right. So we're being changed so radically by the internet, our the devices we interact with, basically machines and algorithms. You know, Google knows more about what you want than you do. And that's true. That's increasingly true for all of us. And we're sort of being auto-matched with, you know, all of our personal bin-hyuns or whatever. Hyun-bins or whatever. You know, like just, we're just being Tinder manipulated. I don't know. I feel like what the human species is has changed quite dramatically just in the last 15, 20 years through technology and sort of the internet's hyper-socialization and, you know, it feels like my physical body only exists to push the keys.
Do you think people should be able to do genetic editing, like germline editing, as they wish?
I don't think that's a good idea right now. And I think with stringent oversight, we could find a way to have a societal consensus on restorative germline editing. But there may be reasons why, you know, that's a terrible idea and we should just leave it to sort of, you know, this Darwinian mode. But it's hard to ignore how much suffering there is just due to natural hereditary. I mean, if we wheeled out in front of us all the people that are suffering, like right now, from crazy hereditary genetic things, and they have anxiety about passing it to their, you know, children, so they don't have, you know, it's just, it's pragmatically speaking, it's like something we can fix with technology.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of it, not right away, but.
I mean, when we were young, like, 臓器移植とかもそうだったじゃん。あの倫理の授業とかでこうディベートしましょうみたいな感じでさ、臓器移植ありかなしかみたいな。まあその時も思ったけど、そのなしって誰目線で言えるんだろうっていうのはあるよね。その自分が必要じゃないからありかなしか、じゃあ話しましょうなんていう発想になるだけであって、自分とか自分の子供がじゃあそれさえやれば助かるっていう時にさ、全然関係ない人がいやなしでしょうねみたいなことを言っても何の意味もないというか。
Yeah. So.
次。
A new study published by the University of Arizona and College of Social and Behavioral Sciences has found that genetics influence one's propensity to hug, but only for women. Researchers studied 464 pairs of adult twins, about half of which were identical twins, and investigated the degree to which genetic and environmental factors influence how affectionate they were. Participants were asked to rate a series of statements which measured how much affection they typically express, and found that among identical twins, women scored similarly, suggesting it is around 45% hereditary and 55% environmental. However, among men, an inherited effect on their predisposition to being affectionate was not detectable.
アリゾナ大学と CSBS の研究で、他人をハグしたがる性質は遺伝によって影響を受けており、ただしそれは女性のみに見られることが分かりました。研究ではおよそ半数が一卵性の464組の成人した双子を対象に、遺伝や環境が与える愛情深さへの影響を調べました。普段どれぐらい愛情表現をしているか、その度合いを測るアンケートを行ったところ、女性の一卵性の双子はスコアがほぼ一致しており、45% が遺伝、55% が環境であることが分かりました。しかし男性においては、遺伝が与える愛情深さの素質への影響は検知できませんでした。なんでだろうね。
Well, why is there a genetic component, or why the difference between men and women?
Difference between men and women.
Well, there is some speculation about that. That because of our historical or evolutionary roots, there is greater incentive for females to express affection, like most females. So just generally speaking, females are a lot more affectionate than men on the same, if you measure them with the same tests.
Okay.
And I think it was just evolutionary gender role specialization. So males did not have as much use for being affectionate. You know, there wasn't as much evolutionary payoff. But, you know, the researchers are speculating that it didn't really, you know, the science doesn't really tell us that part necessarily. Right. It only tells us that there is a difference. So, I mean, there's different science that probably comments on that, but not in this study.
まあ人によって全然違うもんね。めちゃくちゃタッチーな、まあ男女問わずすごいタッチーな人もいれば、全然タッ、もうタッチーのかけらもないみたいな人もいるしね。全然違う。
And it's important to note that this study is at the population level. So this statement about 45% hereditary, 55% environmental is a statement about, it's just an average statement about the population, you know, so it doesn't tell you anything about any individual man or woman and, you know, whether theirs is hereditary or environmental, because that will just vary between individuals. I mean, this is true for most social science research that we talk about.
Affectionate ってね、日本語に訳しにくい言葉の一つなんだよね。まあ、愛情深いっていうふうに書いたけど、なんかこう、ちょっと違う、ちょっと違うよね。
Well, I think how people perceive affection is also different and varies between cultures.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less, you know, you don't do the hug with the kiss on both cheeks and the, I don't know, is it three kisses or whatever they're doing over in Europe? You know, you don't see anyone doing that. Or hugging is fairly rare in Japan, right?
Yeah. Relatively speaking, yeah.
In the States, you're like hugging strangers. Like before you leave a venue, it's like, oh, it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah. そうだね。Yeah, hugging. I mean, I. Yeah, そうね。まあ今パンデミックがあってそれも変わるかもしれないけど。
Yeah, but what, like people in Japan will hug even less.
Yeah. Yeah. Hugging and
handshakes is physical contact too.
Yeah, handshake. Yeah.
And guys love handshakes in the States, you know. They love it. And if you get the, what is the Predator movie, you know, with Arnold, you know, this one, the bro, you know, you gotta come up here with it.
Yeah. そうだね、好きだね。
Kind of check into each other with your,
yeah.
your chest.
Yeah.
Maybe a slap on the back.
そうね。そういうフィジカルコンタクトは日本は少ないからね。まあそれが今回すごく役に立ってると思うけど。あの、I don't... Well, years ago, my ex-boyfriend told me that he was like,なんかマミってさ顔触られるの嫌いだよねって急に言われたことがあって。
Why? What happened right before this?
Because I think every time he tries to touch my face, I kind of like, I don't know, I don't like step back, but I'm like, ah. And
you're like what?
But does anyone like it? Is it just me?
someone touching your face?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like having your face touched?
Mm, I don't.
What about like one of those face massages with like the, I don't know, cucumbers and like snail mucus? I don't know what they're doing, but like in a spa, you know?
Yeah, that's...
Someone's like rubbing your temples.
That's okay, but... そんなに別にやんなくてもいいかな。
Hmm.
Yeah, I was always...
Is it your face specifically, or is it like...
Yeah, my face. And それは別に...
Japanese people have a thing about their face.
What do you
know,
mean?
Like touching your face. As it's like... I forget what it's called. Like they say like right here is like death. If you touch your face and you get an infection in your face, like around here, you can die. Like even like a pimple or something.
This is what
all the old people in Japan know about this. But if you touch your face, you can get an infection and it'll kill you. Like a bacterial infection in your face. There's like some, I don't know, it goes straight to your brain or something. I saw a documentary, probably true. But there's like a cultural thing, I think, about touching your face if you have a cut or something on your face. And my oba-chan has freaked out about this like more than once. Like, don't touch your face. You're going to die. And it's like, what? Why would touching my face like make me die?
I don't think mine is coming from that kind of stuff, but
it's not that deep. It's just like
it's just this like nanteno physiological reaction. Like
maybe you evolved. Maybe one of your ancestors had their face touched and they died, or they almost died.
Almost, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they couldn't have died then.
Well, maybe. You're.
But yeah, I mean,
you came from like their sibling or something, and it's like, yeah.
But
don't touch your face.
Do you like that? I mean, do you like it when people touch your face? I mean, who likes that? I don't know.
You brought it up. I don't know.
No, I'm just curious if it's just me, and that's why he said it, or
it depends who's touching my face.
Oh yeah,
if I.
But, like, if it's your girlfriend or, I mean, someone close, I still don't really like it when people touch my face.
It depends why they're touching my face. Like, why are they touching my face? Do I have, like, shiraga in my hige or something? Or is it... there's a good reason I... I'm down. I don't know. You know how like monkeys do this thing where they pick the what are the ticks?
Yeah.
And then I guess they eat it.
Do they eat it?
Right?
I don't know.
I thought they eat it. Why are they always, what are they putting in their mouth then?
I don't know.
Don't they go from here, right? To the back of your head. To their mouth, right? Aren't they doing this?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really paid attention.
You haven't thought about that?
No. I haven't.
There's also a difference with handshaking between genders.
まあそうね。Yeah.
Like, dudes are just handshaking like crazy.
Yeah.
But I've never seen like... I don't really see two girls walk up to each other and then like there's like a strong handshake.
Yeah, because we don't really need to prove anything with handshakes.
Do they prove something?
I thought some men tried to do that. I mean, look at Trump and Trudeau, for example. It was in the headline.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I know all
like
this.
Like, you have
stuff.
To do it really strongly. Like, as a woman, I mean, in business settings, I've, you know, had to shake people's hands a lot, but then...
Do you jerk them in?
Like I never had to. I've never had to do that, or I've never felt the necessity to show my strength.
Have you been jerked in?
No.
Have you been like yanked?
No.
Have you ever had a bad handshake?
No.
Never?
What's
Not
a
even
bad
one?
Handshake?
Like it's really clammy and limp.
Oh, gross! Not.
It's like clammy, like. Kind of cold, but not really. And it's like limp. And then right after the handshake, it just like kind of falls. They don't even pause in the air. It's just like, yeah, okay. It's just like,
I don't remember that.
One important thing for having a dominant handshake,
yeah,
I've heard, is when you shake the other person's hand, you want to tilt it just slightly, just the tiniest amount, so that your hand is on top. It's like a 2 or 3 degree tilt. It's very subtle. If you do it too much, the other person is just going to be like, what the f-? It has to be so subtle that they don't even notice.
いや、そんなに考えないよね。まあ、特に女性は多分そういうこう握手で力を誇示するみたいな考えたこともないけどね。
I pay extra attention to it because of the face-offs in MMA and like boxing and stuff. But after the face-off, there's this question like, are they going to shake hands? Not anymore because of the illness. But there's this question like, are they going to shake hands if someone offers the handshake, right?
Mm.
And then the other guy, because they're going to fight, right?
Yeah.
And the other guy's like, what a loser. And doesn't even, you know, doesn't reach for their hand. Now do you have like a psychological disadvantage in the fight? Because it is like a competitive thing.
Right.
And there is this like deep level, like alpha competitive thing in your head, right?
Mm.
I mean, this isn't just men either. I mean, there have been famous instances of female fighters like rejecting a handshake and the other girl is just like, why you know, just like crushed, like they're about to fight, right?
Yeah.
And this girl doesn't shake her hand. She's just like, oh,
that is rude.
What a horrible person. Won't even shake my hand.
Yeah, it is rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some genetic, like, so my son is not even 2 yet, and he tries to escort people sometimes.
Escort people?
Yeah, like, so the other...
Show him around?
Like, he was on this, like, 公園の台, like, 滑り台に登る途中の台によじ登って, で, 一回も会ったことない、なんか知らないちっちゃい女の子が登ってきた時に, he'll like kind of talk to them, like he'll like nod and be like, yeah, yeah, it's okay. Like, and then he tries to like touch her back and be like, yeah, that's this way. Here, this way.
Is he trying to get them to go down the slide or
he's not really trying to manipulate them into going to a certain direction, but it's more like just supporting them. なんかそのお兄さんぶるというかさ、こうさ、さてこちらへどうぞみたいな、なんかやろうとするんだよね。それってなんか教えたわけじゃないから、でもそれ本当に1歳なる前とかなった直後とかに赤ちゃん、友達の赤ちゃんに会った時もそのお兄ちゃんぶってたのね。なんかそれ多分だから 環境とかっていうよりも遺伝のなんか素質なんじゃないかなと思って。 It's really funny.
It could be size too, maybe. Like he's spent time with a little bit smaller people, so.
でも I don't see other kids do that though. He always tries
like managing other humans.
Yeah, not managing
at the
them,
age
but
of
yeah, at the age of 1, he's not managing them, but he's like
managing.
He's just trying to
manage.
Like show them, like
But they're not.
Show
they
them
didn't,
what's happening.
They didn't ask him, like, hey, can you show me?
No. he's right? just katteni.
Katteni showing them,
right? It's so cute, but it's really. なんていうんだろうね、不思議。なんか、これはなんでだろうなっていう。別に、ね、まだちっちゃいから下に兄弟がいるわけでもないし。
Well, it's good that he's getting human interaction like that, you know? Because I'm sure, like, the, overall, the amount of interaction that young kids are having with other kids is, like, probably way down, right?
Yeah,
And
definitely.
That can have a real impact, or you would expect it to have an impact on people's social skills, developing their social skills, which, you know, for the new generation is already dubious, you know, with all the technology and stuff. But
so, それはね、本当にそう思う。So I mean, it's nice that he sees other kids at the park, but you know, kids usually ignore him. So, because he's usually interested in, like, way older kids, and way older kids don't want to hang out with a baby. So I kind of feel bad, but he doesn't really realize that he's being ignored. He thinks that he's, like, joining them. So I guess that's okay.
Well, the study is suggesting that for men, or for males, that... the environment is a much larger factor for how males, how much they want to be affectionate. Mm. So it's up to early formative years, you know, what the environment, like what's happening, like what are the interactions that the kid is having?
Yeah.
Like those things are, have an outsized effect for young males. And I think we see that in, you know, we see it in the, there's much greater variability in males across many different attributes. Just, you know, men come in, like, it's just a much wider, what would you call it? Curve.
You think so?
Of just a distribution. Yeah. Well, that's well documented. And it's because the environment fluctuates a lot more than your genes, obviously, if your genes are your genes.
Right.
So that's why there's so many strange, like, sexual fetishes and stuff among men, and less so among women. It's theorized that young men are quite impressionable in that aspect.
Yeah, that's
and
always...
so something can happen when they're like, you know, 4 years old, and then it like defines the rest of their, it defines the rest of their like so sexual motivations for their whole life or something.
Yeah, that's always in the back of my head. It's freaking scary.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。各エピソードごとの宿題とかエッセイとかいろいろあります、あと冒頭で言ったようにバイリンガルニュース .jp であのストアがあっていろんなグッズを売ってるんですけれども、新しくキャップを追加しましたので、そちらも猫星人キャップとロゴキャップ2種類あります。かわいいので要チェック、ツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブックもやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
Oh, did you feel that earthquake this morning?
Yes.
I wanted to mention that the Bosai Junbi no essay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bilingualnews.jp のウェブサイトにアップしたので、ぜひ防災の準備をちゃんと
しましょう。
やりましょう。
Yeah. やりましょう、皆さん。
They're saying there's a possibility of some kind of aftershock.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. Let's wash our hands.
Still washing hands?
Yep. おしまい。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.